The Trump administration has canceled development plans for offshore wind in federal waters off the Jersey Shore and elsewhere. KWFB South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty spoke with an offshore wind opponent who says this doesn't go far enough.
Offshore wind projects suffered another setback with President Trump excluding millions of acres that were previously designated for offshore wind development. Bob Stern with Save LBI has been fighting to stop offshore wind for years, and he says while this is a good step, it doesn't go far enough to have a lasting impact beyond Trump's administration because some of the approvals and permits have been awarded already.
We believe that those prior approvals were just not justified. There was a lot of underestimating of impact and a lot of flaws in those approvals.
Stern says the administration could also require companies to remove the wind turbines when they reach the end of their service life, and that additional cost could give pause to companies looking to build. Since taking office, President Trump has repeatedly worked to stop offshore wind projects, not just in New Jersey, but all over the country. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.